Paul DiRica is formerly the director of programs for the Illinois Humanities, but he is a talented, talented historian and a great pal of mine. Paul, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you tonight?
Talented, talented historian. Is that good enough for you?
That's great. That's better than I deserve.
It'll work. You got to explain some of this to me. The Illinois Humanities is celebrating the Illinois Bicentennial. One of the events is a free, all-ages live taping of Illinois Turns 200, which is a podcast series. That's going to be Monday, December 3rd at 7 at the glorious, wonderful, somewhat beleaguered now, Hideout. It's a seven-part series, right, Paul? Explain to me, will you?
Yeah, so what's going to happen on December 3rd, which is the bicentennial itself, will be a live recording of the final episode. So we've already done five so far, and we'll do the sixth episode on December 2nd, and then we'll have a big celebration on the 3rd.
Where have these previous ones been done? Across the state, I would imagine?
Oh, yeah, all across the state. So we started in Alton, and then we did an episode in Vandalia, and then last month we did three in a row in Atlanta, Peoria, and Galesburg. And then on Sunday the 2nd, we're going to be in Ottawa, Illinois, before we wrap things up in Chicago.
Are they following the same format? The Hideout one sounds absolutely fantastic. It's interviews and dramatic readings and music, and you can't miss having Tim Samuelson at any event you're having, the great cultural historian of the city of Chicago and a wonderful guy. Have they all followed a similar format?
Very similar format. So what kind of ties the series together is we picked communities that arose along rivers or canals, railways, or significant roads like Route 66. So we used the state's transportation networks as a connecting thread. And then for each community, we kind of looked at that place's past, at its present, and possible futures for it. And we kind of told these stories through interviews with local artists and academics and historians, community leaders. Each episode, we paired our music director for the series, Chris Villillo, with a local musician.
So Chris is such an interesting, wonderful guy. He's been on this show a million times. He really, really, you two guys, that's a nice team. You've asked certainly people mostly from those areas. I mean, Chris seems like he could be from anywhere. Do you know what I mean?
Right. So Chris brings that kind of statewide perspective to what we're doing, because he has a sort of encyclopedic knowledge of kind of all Illinois music. But then, each episode is kind of tailored to that particular community, and so we're kind of working with local people. And what makes the 3rd special is we're going to try to bring some of those people back and have them in the audience. So we're trying to get some of our former guests from Alton and Vandalia and Peoria and Galesburg and Ottawa to come to Chicago for this culminating event so we can kind of acknowledge them there. And Illinois Humanities will cover their transportation and lodging. We wanted it to be a statewide event.
What has this been like for you? I mean, I know you've been sort of organizing and orchestrating it, but there must have been a number of surprises and revelations and performers you've never met before. What's it been like for you so far?
Well, it's really fascinating just to kind of get to know different communities across the state. And, the story that's often told about Illinois is it's kind of Chicago versus everybody.
Yeah, sure.
Right? And that's the narrative that gets played out over and over again. But you discover as you kind of travel around the state is there's actually a lot of things that kind of connect us, kind of historically, culturally, but even the sort of like challenges that like all of us are kind of facing today. And there's like really interesting and fascinating people all across the state who are doing good and creative work. And it's been an opportunity to kind of meet them and encounter them and learn about these histories. And also weird ways in which, Chicago is connected to these communities. So Vandalia, right, that's the second capital of the state of Illinois.
Yeah.
And that's where the charter that actually, made Illinois, or pardon me, made Chicago an actual city, that's where it was, like, drafted and approved. And most Chicagoans don't know that.
I don't know
that.
We kind
of had our origin all the way down there.
Yeah. How long are the podcasts? The performances will probably be, an hour and a half, at least maybe 2 hours. What are the length of the podcasts?
Each episode runs about 60 minutes, and then the live events kind of stretch between like 75 and 90, and then
sure.
we kind of edit them down.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk. You have, for more information, just go to IllHumanities, ilhumanities.org. We'll give you all the information you need.
Right.
And I don't know what more you need than it's Monday, December 3rd at 7 o'clock at the
right.
Hideout, which is at 1354 West Wabansha. And it's an all ages live taping,
right.
which I think. It makes it great. Among the people, we've already mentioned Chris Vilillo, who's an astonishingly talented musician. D. Alexander is also
right.
great. James Conway, John McClane. We have mentioned my great dear friend, Tim Samuelson, and God mm-hmm. knows whatever Tim does is fascinating. Don't you agree, Paul?
Yeah, and yeah. Tim's going to be doing a special segment where he's going to be focusing on sounds of Chicago. So, you know,
oh,
Tim has
wow.
a vast collection of different objects, and so he's going to bring different things from the history of Chicago that make particular sounds, like
oh.
a trolley bell or a like a old police siren, a Victrola player, and things like that. So people will get to hear what, you know, Chicagoans heard in their city, different points in its history.
And you've got historian Ann Durkin Keating, who I know very
right.
well, Tom Dijah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Tom's flying in, is he? Tom's
mm-hmm.
flying
yep.
in, is he? That's
mm-hmm.
great.
Yep.
And my old friend from BZ, Natalie Moore, and mm-hmm. one of the great people in this world, Nora Brooks Blakely.
Right.
She's going to read her mother. She's a daughter of Gwendolyn Brooks, who
mm-hmm.
wrote a pretty well-known poem, and a pretty damn good poem for Illinois, written for the 150th. Who is this young poet who's going to give us her take on the 200th?
Oh, Tara Betts.
Yeah.
Tara is wonderful. So she teaches creative writing at Chicago State University.
Mm-hmm.
She's the author of two collections and the third that's forthcoming, and also is a respected editor as well. And knows Dora, and I think will produce a really great poem for the 200th anniversary.
This is...
And it'll be the unveiling of that poem. So it'll yeah. be the first time people will hear that poem. It'll be the first time people get to try the Burgoon made by the readers Mike Sula.
Oh my God, I forgot all about that, yeah.
And we're even unveiling an exclusive beer that's been brewed for the occasion from Goose Island called Land of Loggers, which will be the only time you'll get to try it.
No, it sounds, I mean, the Hideout has been known for great shows for many, many years, and I hope it goes on. There's some controversy now about trying to save that.
We need to get it landmark status.
One of a kind, yeah, no
yeah.
kidding, one of a kind mm. place. Paul, you have the coolest job, don't you think? I know it's a lot of work and everything, but you know, this fits you so well, don't you think?
It's a lot of fun,
yeah.
and I get to work with some really great people. And what I, you know, most, until I started this job, you know, pretty much everything I was doing was in Chicago.
Yeah.
And what's great now is that I still get to do things here, but now I get to kind of do work all around the state, and even more so, I get to kind of connect people across the state.
Yeah,
work
I think
on joint projects.
You know,
and
I think this. I think this is this sort of intensive Illinois bicentennial to do will give you the opportunity to just tie this state together. You know, you watch the election coverage, and it's like, okay, mm-hmm. yes, this is Chicago, and there's this big old state, and ooh, red here, red there. People do not really understand the vitality and the, you know, I mean, I'm thinking of a place even like Galena, which people think of
right.
just as a tourist place. Galena was once, you know, the biggest city in this whole state. And to learn
right.
about the state enriches your feelings about whatever part of the state that you live in, I think. And, you know, to think that 200 years, man, I was thinking, you know, it's 1818, Fort Dearborn came, and then it went, and then it came
right.
back in that time. Paul, you know how much I admire what you do, and knock 'em dead. I will try to get there, because there's so many of my friends doing stuff on December 3rd, 7 o'clock at the Hideout. How much is it to get in?
Free.
It's free. There you go,
really
ladies
free.
And gentlemen.
Yeah.
Free. Free. The best price ever. You can
right.
go to ilhumanities.org to get more information and also to get some information about Illinois Humanities, for which my friend Paul DiRico works. Paul, thanks a million for coming on.
Thank you. Yep.
Thanks
for
Can't
talking
wait.
To me.
Oh, my pleasure.
Right.
My pleasure. Take care.
Take care.
See ya.
All right. Bye.